Before you start the body scan, just clear your mind and reflect on your intention. At this time, we're looking to create some space for ourselves. So be clear in your own mind how you wish to react to any interruptions over the next 45 minutes. They might be the phone going, a knock at the door, a task you've forgotten to do, whatever it is, be clear in your mind what your approach will be. At this time, we are looking for an uninterrupted practice. And so if you feel any of these thoughts, be aware in your mind of your intention to just let them go. If the phone goes, it's as if you've just popped out. Allow it to ring. See the desire to answer it, or to wonder who it might be, or possibly to worry about its content. And let that go. The next 45 minutes are just for you. During the body scan, it's important that the body should at least feel reasonably comfortable. So you may lie down on the floor, on a mat, on a rug, or even in bed. Your spine should feel comfortable. To release the spine, try bringing the feet up towards the buttocks. Place your feet on the floor, knees high, and just lift the hips off the floor about an inch. Tuck your tailbone under so the pubic bones are coming up towards the heart, and this lengthens your lower spine. And lower your hips to the floor. Do that several times if you feel that it eases any discomfort. Then you may keep your feet in this position as long as they're at least hip-width wide, or if your lower back is comfortable, you can extend your legs. Have the heels of your feet about 2.5 to 3 feet wide, so that when your feet drop out to the side, the hips also release and rotate. Then lift your head and shoulders off the floor and look along your body. Make sure your body is symmetrical, and then gently lower your back down, vertebra by vertebra, until the back of the head is on the floor. The chin wants to tuck in just very slightly, so if you need to put a cushion or a book underneath the back of your head to raise the head to release the neck, then do so. Your nose should be pointing directly upward. And then take your hands, palms down, with your thumbs touching your hips, and then keeping the little fingers on the floor, roll the thumbs all the way over so the palms are upright and about a hand span away from your hips. With the thumbs touching the floor or your bed, allow the shoulder blades to release down your back by lifting the heart away from the floor with a little bit of pressure behind the head. Once you feel the shoulder blades have released towards your hips, allow the back to rest on the floor again. Now, just be aware of your breath. So when you breathe in, feel the breath coming in through the nostrils, down into the lungs, and feel the stomach beginning to inflate as the diaphragm moves away from the rib cage, pushing the organs upward. And then, as you breathe out, feel that abdomen drawing down. If you find it difficult to perceive this, then just place one or both hands on your stomach and feel how, as you breathe in, the palms of the hands are filled with the abdomen, and as you breathe out, the hands gradually collapse. Now just quickly take your mind through the body, just stopping at each of the points of contact or any point of tension in the body. And just breathe one breath in each of the points of contact, perhaps the back of the head, the shoulders, the buttocks, the thighs, the heels, the backs of the arms, the backs of the hands. And if you're aware of any point of tension, just breathe in and breathe out through that point of tension. Wherever the mind focuses on, the breath can follow to that point. And it's as if you're breathing in and out at that point. The contact of the breath and the mind within the body helps relieve tension. And once you feel comfortable, you're now ready to start the body scan. The body scan. Once you are lying comfortably on the floor, on the carpet, a rug, or on the top of a bed, be aware of your breath as you breathe in through your nose, down into your lungs, and feel the abdomen rise on the breath in and fall on the breath out. Whilst you're becoming familiar with that, just reflect on the process of the body scan, where we look to investigate and take awareness into different parts of the body systematically. We look to see how each part that we are focusing on feels. What is the sensation? There may be tingling, warmth, pressure, coolness, or no sensation at all that we can see. There is no one right sensation. All there is right awareness. To be aware of sensation. So whatever you feel, in whichever part of the body that you look at, that sensation right now is the right sensation. All you need is right awareness of how it is. So don't be tempted to tense or move or shake or wiggle any part of your body that you're looking at, in the hope of having something clearer to be aware of. Because it does not matter. All that matters is knowing how it feels right now. During the practice, there will be times when your mind will wander, perhaps with a thought or lost in a sound that you've heard, or an emotional response perhaps to a sensation in the body. But do not be concerned, because as soon as you are aware that the mind has wandered, that moment is a moment of pure awareness. So then, just bring the mind back into the body again at that point, knowing that what you're doing right then is absolutely the right thing. Do not be concerned how long the mind has wandered. Just be concerned to bring it back to the point of focus, wherever you've got to in the body scan at that time. You may feel sleepy. If you are, be aware that you're feeling sleepy and choose to either open your eyes or perhaps raise a hand upright. Or bend your knees up and bring your heels to buttocks and your feet flat on the floor. Or if you find that it continues to persist, then maybe consciously and deliberately you need to gradually sit up and continue the body scan in a sitting position. Now breathe in and breathe out. Feel the breath come in through your nose, down into your lungs. The rib cage expands. The abdomen swells. And as you breathe out, the abdomen begins to drop. The rib cage begins to collapse. And breathe in and feel the same again. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And now with the next breath in, allow the breath to come in. And as you breathe out, take the breath down the left-hand side of the body, through the left leg, down to the feet, and into the toes. Breathe in and be aware of the sensation of toes. And breathe out. Breathe in. Out. Now focus just on the big toe How does it feel? And now move to your little toe. How does that feel? And then try to feel the toes between the large and small toe. And then the awareness of the spaces between the toes. And then draw your mind up into the foot. How does the sole of the foot feel different to the top of the foot? Perhaps softness in the sole and a firmer feeling in the top of the foot. And then take your mind into your heel and be aware of the sense of contact with the floor. And then bring your mind into your ankle and the sense of contact within the joint, the different sensations on the top of the ankle, to the back of the ankle, to the left and to the right. And as you breathe out, gradually leave the foot behind and draw your mind up into your lower leg. And be conscious of the calf and the sensations within that, compared to the shin and the front of the leg, and the sensations there. And then, with the breath out, draw the mind away from the lower leg and bring it into the knee. Again, the sense of space and softness behind the knee compared to the front of the knee. And then awareness into the left and then the right of the knee. And then bring the mind up into the thigh. Be aware of the muscle making up the thigh, its size, bulk, softness, and through the thigh, the strength of the thigh bone. A large bone in the body. How does it feel? What sensation is there? And then on the next breath out, take your mind down through the right leg, down to the right foot. Take your mind into your toes. And then just into the big toe. The small toe. The toes between these. And the gaps between these toes. And then, drawing away from the toes, bring the mind and the breath into the body of the foot. How does the top of the foot feel compared to the sole? And then draw into the heel. How does the sense of contact feel different to another part of the heel, which is off the floor? And then bring the mind up into the ankle. The joining of bones, the joint itself, the supporting muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And then, with the breath out, drawing away from the ankle, moving up into the calf and the shin of the lower leg. And then up into the knee. Be aware of the softness behind the knee, the sense of space, compared to the sense of contact and firmness in the kneecap. Is there a difference in temperature? And then be aware of the left-hand side of the knee and the right-hand side. And then, with the breath out, leave the knee behind and travel up into the body of the thigh. Feel the bulk of the thigh muscle as it rests on the floor, but also the sense of continuity through the thigh bone. Is there a difference in sensation? And then, leaving the thigh behind, move up into the pelvis. Feel the two hip joints and the pelvis between them. The organs that are cradled there and the genitals. What is the sensation? How do they feel? with the breath out, leaving the pelvic area behind, come up into the lower back. Quite often we carry emotions in the lower back. So be aware of any particular sensation here, of tension or mobility, of warmth or coldness, of vibration or stillness. Whatever it is, just be aware and breathe in and breathe out as your mind rests in the lower spine. And then consciously leave this area behind and travel up your spine until you are between the shoulder blades and the middle of the back. Frequently we carry our burdens on our shoulders. Stress, anxiety, hopes and fears. Or just be aware of the physical sensation here. How does it feel? Where does it feel? How many different places does it feel? And breathe in and breathe out with the mind aware of this area of the spine. And then draw your mind down the front of your body to below the rib cage, around the navel. Feel the diaphragm moving down as the breath comes in and the organs being lifted upward behind the navel. And as you breathe out, feel those organs dropping down and relaxing in the abdominal wall. Then bring your mind underneath your rib cage, up towards your heart, and feel the movement in the rib cage as you breathe. All the way around to your spine. On the next breath out, take your mind and breath down through the left arm into the left hand. Be aware of your fingertips. And then the joint above the fingertips. The joint above that. And then the palm of your hand. Both the palm and also the back of your hand. The wrist, and then move up through the forearm to the elbow. Then into the upper arm, And then from the upper arm on the next exhale, take your mind down into your right arm, into the fingertips, the next joint, the joint above that, the palm of your hand, and then both the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, the wrist, through your lower arm to your elbow, then through up into the upper arm. And then move from your upper arms across the shoulders, to your neck. And be aware of the firmness at the back of the neck, where the spine gives support, compared to the softness and sense of space in the front of the throat, where the breath draws in and out through this space. And then draw your mind up into your jaw. Feel the sense of contact and firmness of the jaw. And the point where it hinges. The change of from softness of the upper throat to the firmness around the jaw. And then draw your mind up into your mouth. The sensation of the roof of the mouth. And then move back into the softness of the back palate. And then down into the tongue. And then beneath the tongue. And then become aware of the gums. And then the teeth, and then in front of the teeth, the lips, and then the muscles around the mouth and drawing up into the cheeks. Then be aware of your upper lip. And as you breathe in, sense the coolness across the upper lip and around the nostrils. And the contact with the hairs of the nose, up to the space behind the eyes. And on the breath out, be aware of the warmth of the breath as it passes through the nostrils and across your upper lip. Then take your mind into the bridge of your nose. Feel the firmness close to the eyes, and the softness as you move towards the tip of your nose. Be aware of the sensation as you move from the bridge of the nose down the sides and into the cheeks. And then be conscious of the eyes. Their heaviness in the sockets. And the lightness of the eyelids. And then come to the space between the eyebrows. And just be aware of that space. And then move upward into the forehead. Another area where we often find tension. And just be aware of how it feels as you take your mind across your forehead. And then come up into the hair. And be aware of the sensation of the hair on the scalp. And then, as you breathe in through your nose, send the breath up to the top, the crown of the head, and as you breathe out, bring it down again. Through the nose. And breathe in, take it to the crown of the head. And breathe out, come down through the nose. And then this time, as you breathe in through the nose, send the breath through the crown of the head and out the top of the skull. And then breathe as if in through the crown of the skull. And now take it down through the body and out of your toes. Breathe in through your toes and out through the crown of your head. In through the crown of your head and out of your toes. In through your toes and out through the crown of your head. In through the crown of your head. And out of your toes. And then just lie, being aware of the sensation in your body, allowing the breath just to be however it needs to be. Don't try to control it. Don't try to start the breath or to stop it starting. But just lie and watch and wait. For your body to breathe as it needs, just how much it needs, how often it needs, as frequently it needs. And now open your eyes. Gently bring your arms up around your head and give yourself a mild stretch. Bring your heels to buttocks, knees high if your knees are not already upright. And gently rock from side to side. And then slowly roll over to one side or the other and gently sit up, taking your time. You may feel slightly lightheaded. Just sit comfortably, allow the spine to become upright, the shoulder blades to relax, the heart to open. And just take two or three simple breaths. Thank you.